Outside the student union at the University of Connecticut, a group comprised primarily of students joined together.
Ferguson, Staten Island, Stanford, Hartford, the list goes on. It's systemic. It's institutionalized.
That's Deja Bailey, an organizer of the Vigil for Victims of Police Brutality, which was held late Tuesday afternoon. Bailey introduced a number of speakers, including UConn student Kayla Edwards, who expressed her frustration with the university administration.
I don't know what on this campus is changing. I don't know if Susan Herbst feels some kind of way. Like, I don't know if she even cares about
she
black people.
Care.
She don't seem to care. She's like, she's just out here like, I mean, she thinks that everything's fine. And I don't understand. Like, I'm just so angry.
Edwards said it makes her mad that at the school she pays to attend, the African American Cultural Center is the only place she feels comfortable. Other students express their concerns through poetry. Here's Danae Jackson.
All I want is not to fear for my son's life before he is even born.
Ken Krajewski, a lawyer and activist based in Hartford, also spoke to the crowd. He said people will often tell him they're committed to social justice.
And the question I always ask is, what price are you willing to pay for the change that you want to see?
UConn sociology professor Noelle Kazanave says students should be encouraged to express their grievances and be sure to make something clear to the people in power.
You do not get to tell us how to frame our grievances.
Kazanave concluded his speech with the simple refrain.
How do we spell civility? It's spelled no justice, no peace.
For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.